In today's show, we'll be discussing the Bitcoin price hitting 28,500 on PCA data as macro accumulation zone ends. Also breaking news just in, Germany's second largest stock exchange approved to offer Bitcoin and crypto custody. And the biggest news, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, officially eliminates all income, property, and capital gains taxes on technology innovations. Let's go. And Max Keiser's response, statecraft reinvented, result a sovereign masterpiece. Also in today's show, Russia talks up prospects of BRICS countries developing a new currency. Also more breaking news, China makes advances in ditching the US dollar for settlements and even inks a deal with Brazil and completes the first UN LNG purchase, LNG standing for liquefied natural gas. Also in today's show, Elon Musk-led petition to halt AI development divides the tech community. Also breaking news, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleads not guilty to new charges, including bribery of Chinese officials. I'll be breaking down this latest report, as well as more breaking news. U.S. government plans to sell 41,000 Bitcoin connected to Silk Road. In fact, on March 14th of this year, the government sold almost 9,000 Bitcoin for $215 million, according to court documents filed on March 31st. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1200 and holy moly, 37 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Today is March 31st, 2023, the final day of the month. Hopefully we have a very strong monthly close. I'm your host, JV. Let's dive into today's market watch. As you can see on the screen, the major cryptos are back in the green. Definitely a good omen. Bitcoin up almost 1% for the day, hovering above 28,400. We have Ether at 1%, trading back above 1,800. Cardano, one of the top gainers, up almost 7%, trading back above 40 cents. And the only top crypto in the red for the day is BNB, Binance Coin. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the crypto market cap sitting at $1.185 trillion with $42 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 46.3% with the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Hedera, HBAR up 12.5%, trading at 7.3 cents, followed by Lido DAO up 8%, trading at $2.47, followed by Cardano up almost 7%, trading just above 40 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, finally a sea of green. Some of the top gainers include Lido DAO up 8.5%, HBAR up 13%, and Cardano up 7%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 63 greed. Yesterday was a 60, last week a 61, and last month was neutral rated of 50. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the king crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And at the end of the show, we'll be doing a live Q&A, which I always look forward to. Now let's dive into today's charts and check out the latest technical analysis, shall we? Bitcoin recovered recent losses today on the Wall Street Open as traders look for a strong monthly close. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View showed Bitcoin heading to 28.5 on Bitstamp after the opening bell, up 1,000 from the day's low. The fresh gains followed encouraging macroeconomic data from the United States, with the February personal consumption expenditures, the PCE index, modestly beating expectations in some areas. We are making progress in the fight against inflation, shares the White House. Now, today's report shows annual inflation down by nearly 30% from this summer against a backdrop of low unemployment and steady growth. But just also keep in mind, they are known for fudging the numbers. But quoting Charlie Biello, more evidence of a decline in the U.S. inflation rate. The PCE price index moved down 5%, its lowest level since September of 2021. The peak was 7% back in June of 2022. So with inflation sticky, yet seemingly not troubling the markets, these appear to increase the bets on the Fed interest rate hikes. Pause housing in May. Data from CME Group's FedWatch tool showed risk assets thus traded higher in anticipation, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were both up around 0.5% higher at this time. Now also, the mood around Bitcoin was equally buoyant, countering reservations among some traders who had warned of a significant retracement at or near the monthly close, which Callio called out here, and boom, that is how it's done. Bounced right off at 27.5. Now time to slowly grind back towards the highs, reclaim 29,000, and indicate acceleration for a full send. Let's go. And to the upside, data from Monitoring Resource Material Indicators showed the bulk of ask liquidity stacked at 29,000 prior to the PCE release, and popular crypto trader Crypto Tony entertained the idea of Bitcoin hitting 30,000 for the short term, with the price having held a key support level at 27.7. An analytics account, Skew, argued that spot buying pressure needed to hold to preserve the current levels of above $28,000. And quoting Caleb Franzen, the senior market analyst of Cube Analytics, Bitcoin's 24-month Williams percentage R oscillator is set to close above the oversold threshold for March, which has marked an end to the prior bear markets. Bullish long-term probabilities are improving, so as long as we stay above the lower bound. Now, Franzen had previously covered the evolving status quo for the Bitcoin Williams percentage R oscillator across various time frames as the 2023 uptrend began, which you can see outlined in this chart. So there you have it. And big news, Germany's second largest stock exchange approved to offer Bitcoin and crypto custody as the mass adoption continues. And the biggest news, the bill has been drafted by Nayib Bukele, who shared it right here in this tweet. It's officially done, ultimately meaning that they will eliminate, or as of now, all income, property, and capital gains taxes on technology innovations. What is this going to do? It's going to make El Salvador the boom for technology, as innovation is going to leave the United States, right? And here's what Max had to share. Statecraft reinvented, the result, a sovereign masterpiece. And he also shares, apply the standards versus innovation debate to statecraft and President Bukele in El Salvador. He's reinventing statecraft by allowing the perfect incentive model of Bitcoin to influence his thinking. He's creating a sovereign masterpiece in El Salvador. So massive shout out to El Salvador and Nayib Bukele. Very exciting times. Yeah. And yeah, got to represent with the hat. So let's go Bukele 2024. And I hope other countries are to follow suit and adopt Bitcoin and make it a legal tender. That will be the game changer. And I know that will help usher in the mass adoption, which we're all awaiting on. Now for some breaking news with what's happening with BRICS. They could be creating their own currency. That's what rumor has it. So let's now break down our next story of the day. A new world order. I know you've heard that term before. Could be emerging. No, it is emerging as economic powerhouse houses increase their efforts to distance themselves from the U.S. dollar, as they should. According to reports, a top Russian official claimed that the BRICS alliance is working on creating its own currency. Go figure. BRICS is an acronym for five leading emerging economies, which include Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The State Duma Deputy Chairman Alexander Babakov made the comments at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum event in New Delhi, India, according to local reports. He said, reportedly stressed the importance of both nations working towards a new medium for payments, adding that digital payments could be the most promising and viable. He also said the currency could benefit China and other BRICS members and not the West. Quoting him here, in composition, it should be based on inducting new monetary ties established on a strategy that does not defend the U.S.'s dollar or euro, but rather forms a new currency competent of benefiting our shared objective. Now, Babakov also reportedly postulated that the new currency would be secured by gold and other commodities such as rare earth elements. And this week, former Goldman Sachs chief economist Jim O'Neill called the BRICS bloc to expand and challenge the dominance of the dollar. And in the paper published by the Global Policy Journal, he wrote that the U.S. dollar plays a far too dominant role in global finance. Now, a BRICS currency is not a new concept. Back in 2019, as reported, members of the bloc were discussing the creation of a new digital currency for a unified payment system. And in a related development this week, China and Brazil reached a deal to trade with their own currencies. The move will remove the U.S. dollar as the intermediary, further empowering both nations to distance themselves from the world's reserve currency. Can you say the death of the dollar? And according to reports, the agreement will enable China and the biggest economy in Latin America, which is Brazil, to conduct trade financial transactions directly. Now, the Chinese yuan will be exchanged directly for the Brazilian real and vice versa, instead of going through the greenback, so they're ultimately excluding the dollar. China is racing ahead with its central bank digital currency project, and crypto adoption in Brazil is growing following the legalization of it as a payment method in the country late last year. Meanwhile, Uncle Sam remains determined to continue its war on crypto as financial regulators tighten the screws of the embryonic industry. So there you have it. Very interesting, to say the least. I mean, BRICS dropping the dollar and ultimately creating their own digital currency. What do you think it's likely to be? Do you think this can potentially be XRP, or do you think it's going to be created from scratch? They already said it's going to be backed by rare earth elements. Gold? What other elements should a currency be backed by? I mean, just ignore the perfect money of Bitcoin and create your own thing. But hey, what do you expect from central bankers at the end of the day? You know what I mean? They want to be able to control that digital currency the same way they're able to control fiat crap by adding a bunch of zeros at the end and keep printing more and more, which only makes Bitcoin, the only truly decentralized crypto, that much more valuable. You feel me? And with that being shared, now for our next breaking story of the day. This is pretty big as well. China makes advances in ditching the U.S. dollar for settlements and inks a deal with Brazil, completing the first UN LNG purchase. That's right. China is positioning its fiat currency, the yuan, as the U.S. dollar alternative for international settlements. The Chinese government recently achieved two milestones in this sense, inking a bilateral deal with Brazil that would allow the two countries to settle payments with their national currencies, and completing the first liquefied natural gas import trade settled in yuan. Now, the Brazil-China deal also allows the two countries to exchange goods using the Chinese yuan and the Brazilian real. The expectation is that this deal will ease the transactions between the two countries, reducing costs and promoting even greater bilateral trade and facilitating investment, according to the Brazilian Trade and Investment Promotion Agency. Now, China and Brazil's bilateral trade numbers reached the $150 billion mark last year, with China being Brazil's biggest partner. So in this case of the LNG import, the negotiation was managed between China's National Offshore Oil Corporation and France's Total Energy, involving the purchase of 65,000 tons of the commodity. The transaction was made on the Shanghai Petroleum and Natural Gas Exchange, which served to sell the LNG of Arabian origin. The Chinese oil company commented in its commitment of innovation when it comes to pricing the settlements, and the CNOOC deputy generally manager Yu Jin stated the following: the promotion of international resource procurement based on UN settlement can promote the globalization of energy trading and build a more diversified ecology. Now, with the Chinese government, which has recently made significant advancements in promoting the UN as the dollar replacement for some settlements, with Russia committed to make use of the currency to settle payments with emerging economies and other countries, analysts believe its fully adoptive adoption requires the implementation of a new series of policies. Professor Zhu, an expert in U.S.-China trade conflicts, proposed a progressive tax on the cross-border capital flows to guard the country against external risks. And on this, he explained, such a policy design would be like installing a firewall and thus solving the dilemma of capital account liberalization and yuan convertibility. And while the Chinese yuan usage for global payments is still relatively low, with only 2.19% of the total global payments settled in the currency, he believes that the introduction of the digital yuan, central bank digital currency, better known as CBDC, could give it an edge compared to other currencies. Quoting him again, if China can innovate the entire system through digital currency and establish a digital international currency system, it may have the opportunity to strengthen the yuan's overseas use. So there you have it. All I know is this: digital fiat CBDCs, it's all Satan's work at the end of the day to enslave humanity. The only true currency that is going to save you and is the antidote to CBDCs, Bitcoin. You know what I mean? Let me know if you can relate. And now let's discuss our next story of the day with the Elon-led AI halt. And then we'll be discussing Sam Bankman-Fried pleading not guilty to all the charges, including the new ones. And then we'll be discussing our main story of the day, and that's the government dumping mass amounts of Bitcoin, like over $1 billion worth, over 40,000 Bitcoin. But let's start with this Elon AI story. And yes, he is smoking a joint in this photo, just FYI. Now, Tesla CEO Elon and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak Nasdaq were signatories on an open letter signed by more than 2,600 tech industry leaders and researchers. The open letter called for a temporary halt on any further AI development. The petition shared concerns that AI with human competitive intelligence can pose serious hazards to society and mankind. It urged all AI firms to immediately cease developing AI systems that are more potent than generative pre-trained transformer 4, which is GPT-4, for at least 6 months. Now, GPT-4 is a multimodal large language model created by OpenAI and the fourth of its GPT series. And yesterday, I actually shared the OpenAI predictions for Bitcoin from 2024 to 2030. If you missed it, be sure to check it out. Now, the petition, although supported by many, has divided the larger tech community over the halt of developments. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong was among many notable names that voiced their opposition to the petition. Armstrong, in a tweet, said that committees and bureaucracy won't solve anything. He added that there is no designated experts to decide on this issue, and not everyone in the tech industry agrees with the petition. Armstrong reminded that any new technology poses a certain amount of dangers, but the goal should be to keep moving forward. He added that centralization in the decision making will bring no good. Quoting him here, don't ever fear stop progress and be wary of anyone trying to capture control in some central authority. He tweeted, now Brian's Merchant, a columnist at LA Times, called the petition led by Musk an apocalyptic AI hype carnival. He added that a lot of the state concerned are robot jobs, apocalyptic stuff. And then we have Vic Sethi, former Web3 executive at MasterCard, called the petition a non-proliferation treaty, but for AI. He added that many of the popular signers on the list have a deeply personal vested interest in AI and are just likely trying to slow down their counterparts so they can get ahead. Now, that wouldn't surprised me whatsoever, because at the end of the day, I don't really trust Elon Musk. Obviously, he is working on AI components. He is working on many things. And yeah, he's also working on to connect our brains with AI so he can merge humans with AI. So maybe he is doing this petition to try to halt the competition so he can get ahead. But what are your honest thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's break down our next story of the day with the latest with Sam Bankman-Fried pleading not guilty to a new set of charges as the former crypto tycoon faces the possibility of spending decades in jail. Now that's a wager. How many years do you think he is likely to spend in prison? Let's wager. Federal prosecutors alleged in a new indictment unsealed on Tuesday that the founder of the bankrupt crypto exchange FTX paid out $40 million in crypto to induce Chinese government officials to unfreeze the trading accounts of Alameda Research. That's right. You can't make this level of fraud up, folks. The accounts, which contained more than $1 billion in crypto assets, were frozen in early 2021 as China investigated an Alameda counterparty. Reuters reported that Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to the bribery charge at a hearing before District Judge Lewis Kaplan in Manhattan Federal Court on Thursday, which was yesterday. The 31-year-old also entered a not guilty plea for charges accusing him of violating campaign finance laws. And in February, prosecutors hit Bankman-Fried with additional charges, alleging he conspired to make illegal political donations so legislators will pass laws that are favorable to his company. That's right, with all the mass amounts of money donated to the Democratic Party. Bankman-Fried's lawyer, Mark Cohen, says he plans to contest the campaign finance and China-related charges by the May 8th deadline because they were filed after his client was extradited from the Bahamas. The extradition treaty provides that Bankman-Fried may only be tried and punished for the cases that he faced at the time of the extradition unless the Bahamian government allows the new charges. Very interesting. I'll be keeping you up to date with the latest as this unfolds. And now for the moment you've all been waiting for, let's break down our final breaking story of the day, and that's the U.S. government planning to sell 41,000 Bitcoin connected to the infamous Silk Road. That's right. While the United States government continues to sell Bitcoin, guess who's buying it? El Salvador. Yo, United States government plans to liquidate more than 41,000 Bitcoin seized as part of the case connected to Silk Road creator Ross Ulbricht. March 31st was a filing, that's today, with the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York regarding the sentences of James Zhang, stated U.S. government authorities had been liquidating roughly 51,352 Bitcoin seized in the Ulbricht case. And according to the filing, officials sold roughly 9,861 Bitcoin worth more than $215 million on March 14th, leaving roughly 41,491 Bitcoin left. Quoting them here, the government understands that the seized Bitcoin is expected to be liquidated in four more batches over the course of this calendar year, said the court filing. So there you have it. make a note of that. It won't all be dumped at one time, but four specific different dates. The government understands from IRS Criminal Investigation, Asset Recovery, and Investigative Services that the second round of liquidation will not be sold prior to Zhang's sentencing date. In November, Zhang pled guilty to wire fraud charges related to executing a scheme to steal Bitcoin from Silk Road back in 2012. U.S. authorities seized more than 50,000 BTC, worth more than $3 billion at that time, from his Georgia home in November of 2021. It was one of the largest crypto seizures by the government until the February 2022 recovery of roughly $3.6 billion connected to the 2016 Bitfinex hack. Now, the Silk Road marketplace, which has been defunct for 10 years, originally allowed users to buy and sell illicit goods, including weapons and stolen credit card info. However, the marketplace also drew the attention of U.S. authorities, who arrested Albright in 2013. He is currently serving two life sentences without the possibility of parole. As Ross shared right here, "I was arrested at the age of 29, and today I turned 39. I've lost my 30s to prison. During that time, I've done my best to learn from my mistakes, better myself, and help others do the same. I hope someday I can make amends as a free man as well." I say free Ross Albright, and let's lock up Bankman-Fried. What do you think about that? The price of Bitcoin has had a volatile month, dipping below 20 on March 10th and moving above 29,000, reaching a new yearly high on March 29th, just 2 days ago. And as you can currently see on your screen, the Bitcoin price is roughly trading at 28,400 at the time of this recording. And now for some breaking news in response to this story. Tron founder Justin Sun offers to buy all 41,500 Bitcoin from the U.S. government at a 10% discount. Let me know if you feel this is likely to take place, and how many of you, if you had $1 billion sitting around to scoop up an extra 40,000 plus BTC, would like to take that offer as well? I know I sure as hell would. 10% discount. Sign me up. I am all in. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.